Why is an annual hormone blood test important? Getting regular medical tests is an excellent way to protect your health. It can help check for diseases early on. Often, finding out about a problem quickly is the key to treating it successfully. Let's examine why getting an annual hormone blood test from your doctor is essential, particularly regarding disease treatment success. Monitor testosterone therapy. One of the first things you need to check is your testosterone levels. These tests measure how well your body uses its natural testosterone. Understanding your testosterone levels is vital, especially as you age. Research indicates that men with low testosterone levels are 40% more likely to experience falls. Moreover, low testosterone has been associated with increased mortality and heart disease. It can also affect your sex drive and muscle mass. Conversely, elevated testosterone levels can assist in muscle growth. These are compelling reasons to keep a check on your testosterone levels. Your doctor can assess your testosterone levels in two ways. The total test measures the overall testosterone production in your body, providing a comprehensive overview. Combined with other hormone tests, this test offers a holistic view of your health. The free test, on the other hand, measures the amount of testosterone available in your body, helping to identify more subtle issues. Both these tests are valuable tools in maintaining your health. If you have low testosterone levels, there are ways to fix the problem. This might involve lifestyle changes, like exercising more or changing your diet. Sometimes doctors recommend testosterone replacement therapy, TRT. This could be an injection, an oral tablet, or a skin patch. Once your doctor knows about the problem, they will find the best treatment for you. Estradiol. The next test is to check your estradiol levels. Estradiol is higher in women, but men can also produce it. Sometimes abnormal estradiol levels can cause health problems. For example, it can lower the production of a chemical called AQP2, leading to water retention. This is common during menopause, when estrogen levels drop. Your estrogen levels can also affect fertility. For some women, estradiol levels can explain abnormal vaginal bleeding. Low estrogen levels have been linked to vaginal atrophy, a condition that causes the thinning and inflammation of the vaginal walls. A simple blood test for hormones is one of the best ways to determine estrogen levels. If you don't have enough, a doctor might prescribe a supplement, usually in pill form. They might also prescribe other medications or recommend hormone replacement therapy, HRT. Prostate-specific antigen. Men should keep an eye on their prostate-specific antigen, PSA, levels. PSA helps turn semen into a liquid, and some of it enters the bloodstream. At low levels, this isn't a problem. However, high levels of PSA can cause health issues, including an increased risk of prostate cancer. A simple hormone test can help detect these cancers early. Early detection allows doctors to find cancer cells, often through a biopsy. Catching cancer early is crucial for successful treatment. Elevated hematocrits. The next test you should get measures your hematocrit levels. This checks the percentage of red blood cells in your body, essential for carrying oxygen. Getting a blood test is easy, and you don't need to do anything special to prepare. For most people, the levels should be between 30 and 50%. High hematocrit levels can lead to health problems. Sometimes you might have a condition called polycythemia vera, which causes your body to make too many red blood cells. If the count is over 50%, it can cause issues. You might need therapeutic phlebotomy to remove extra red blood cells from your body to fix this. Monitoring for erythrocytosis. Erythrocytosis is the condition of having too many red blood cells. The best way to diagnose it is by taking a blood sample to count the red cells. There are two main reasons this condition might occur. A medical condition or a medication can cause it. Sometimes it's genetic and linked to a problem in the bone marrow causing the overproduction of red blood cells. Other times it can be a side effect of certain medications. There are a few ways to treat erythrocytosis. You might need therapeutic phlebotomy, which removes some blood. You may need to take tablets that slow down red blood cell production. you should be able to manage the symptoms effectively with proper detection and treatment. DHT, two testosterone ratios. The final hormone blood test measures your DHT levels, essential for men. DHT is linked to testosterone, so doctors consider both together. High DHT levels can cause acne and male pattern baldness, leading to a receding hairline. Doctors might suggest lifestyle changes or prescribe DHT blockers, which reduce the production of DHT and lower high DHT levels. Low DHT levels can also cause problems. They are linked to mental health issues like depression and cognitive decline in men. Low DHT can also affect the development of sexual organs and increase the risk of prostate cancer, especially during puberty or as you age. You can try natural methods like exercising to increase DHT levels, which boosts production. Sometimes doctors recommend testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, usually in the form of medication. If you need help with testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, or want to learn more about it, we are here to assist you. Our experts can guide you through the process and answer any questions to ensure you receive the best care possible. Feel free to reach out for support and information.